growing wine grapes is a life-changing experience because there's a tremendous amount of labor involved in it. Most of it is hand labor with pruning, and you can't harvest anything to speak of for about 4 years, 5 years, somewhere in there. So you have to be able to survive during that time in which most of the summer you're working in the vineyard trying to get things going. What I saw when I first saw this valley and I was living in Alamosa and I got some peaches from here, and they were absolutely incredible, best peaches I'd ever had in my life. So I wanted to see what this was like, and generally the fruit over here was just absolutely world-class, A-plus fruit. Amazing. In the mountains, I couldn't believe it. So I thought maybe we could grow wine grapes. There had been a couple of people doing it and trying it. How successfully they were doing it, I have no idea, but I always wanted to do it, so I did it, and there it is. And we planted two or three varieties of grapes, and I like red wine, so that's what I wanted to grow as well and make. And I tried 8 varieties of grapes, and the Pinot Noir was the only one that consistently could sort of make it here. The trade-off in the North Fork Valley is that you get an amazing quality, but you could never think of doing a quantity-type business, a market of scale kind of thing. It's ridiculous. And we don't have the area, and then also we don't have a dependable springtime in this. So as all the fruit growers know, you know, April, May can be disastrous. And so there's this trade-off, you know. And we are, I think, the highest vineyards in the Northern Hemisphere. I originally called it Puesta del Sol, sunset. And part of the reason is you've worked on this thing, and now it's, let's say, July or August or something like that, and it looks really nice. And then right around sunset, you can just sit here and go, oh, man, look at that. You know, it's such a beautiful sight.
Tell me about the music you play for your grapes.
You know, originally when we planted, the way I had these PA monitor speakers, and I'd set them out here and play. And generally speaking, what I liked to play for them was if the weather was balmy, sunny maybe, and warm, calm, some Mozart something, and, you know, concerto of some kind, you know. Sometimes frolicky, whatever, light. And then if the weather got a little rowdy, I'd put on Beethoven's Violin Concerto in D major or something, you know, with some power, you know, coming on like that. And I'm totally convinced that plants, that all things that live respond to forms of energy. And this isn't occult or anything. This is science. Other forms of energy, all the way down to your attitude, are important. And it helps.
Yeah, a little TLC.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
What's it like working with your son?
It's amazing. He's so smart. He's smarter than me. There's just no question. And I think that's the natural order of things. It should be that way. Both my sons and all my kids. I have 2 daughters as well. They're all smarter than me. And I just think this is wonderful. Devin left here and went to work out in the world for a few years, 10 years, something like that. And he worked with me when he was young out here, but came back with these skills that have just changed the place entirely, because I never had those skills. I don't know how to weld. I don't know. I mean, I can if I have to, sort of. And a welder would look at it and just go, oh, geez, you know. And he does it beautifully. And mathematics, he's way over my head. A lot of things. Computer skills, way, way, way beyond me. And construction. He worked in construction for quite a while on some very technical ways and was able to design and build our addition here recently. I couldn't have done it. I mean, I could have hired somebody for 10 times as much money. And working with him is a great joy. All I have to do is let go. You know, I have my value, but I could step out of here right now, and he could take over and run it just as well as me, easily. And then most likely better. But what would I do? So, you know, right now in my 70s, I feel that stuff happening. It's interesting.
When can people come try your...
Yeah, we are a little different than most of the others here. We don't really operate a tasting room. I'm more of a wholesaler. We have a few events. When events are being held in town, Cherry Days and Mountain Harvest Fest, and we open up and we have a little tasting table open. Pam, as the last summer, she did brunches every other week, and then on Father's Day, Mother's Day, and a few other little times like that.
And so those events, do you list them on your website or Facebook? Where can people
generally
find?
I do. I'll put it on the website, alfredeamscellars.com.
Well, thank you so much for having me over to your vineyard.
It's been my pleasure. And if I said anything that offended anyone, I apologize. But thank you very much. Yeah.